Hi, I'm Dave Spadaro. Welcome to the Eagles Update on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. The team announcing on Friday its plans to bring training camp to Philadelphia this summer. We sat down with Eagles President Don Smolinski, who outlined the team's plans.
We would not have made the decision to leave Lehigh University if we could not have had a number of free practices open to all the public at Lincoln Financial Field, where we have the ability to host tens of thousands of fans to watch practice. So we wouldn't have done it without that component. A lot has changed in the NFL over 17 years. Heck, in the last 10 years, we've moved from Veterans Stadium to Lincoln Financial Field. But with those changes, there's been changes in technology, changes in training equipment, changes in computers and infrastructure. And we have all of those here at NovaCare Complex. And it's becoming more and more difficult to replicate that in an off-site facility. So it really was a culmination of all those factors that really resulted in us making the decision to come back here to Philadelphia. The training camp schedule is dictated in some respects by the NFL schedule. So we need to wait until the NFL schedule comes out in April, and then we can sit down and kind of map out the entire month from the end of July to the end of August and drop everything in terms of knowing when there are preseason games will be and how to kind of structure the practices between the private practices here at NovaCare and the free public practices at Lincoln Financial Field. I think that's one of the most amazing things. We had 17 unbelievable years at Lehigh, and I personally want to thank Joe Sterrett and Mary Kay Baker for all the support they gave us over the years. Joe Sterrett was there at the beginning. He was there, and he was one of the first people I reached out to talk to, and just have been unbelievably supportive. They understand, and they gave us everything while we were up there. They made us feel like family, and that made it very, very hard. But when you have such great relationships with such great people like Joe, Mary Kay, Greg Schultz, and the entire staff up there, it allows for this type of transition. You know, as I've gone through this, I've thought about a lot at Lehigh. I've thought about the military and the standing ovation that the fans give all our military personnel on Military Appreciation Day. I have images of the kids carrying helmets and pads as they walk from the bleachers into the locker room. And an endearing image in my mind is Equal Joe and him standing there and sort of being the marker that was Lehigh. You know, I could always add the smile and the energy of Mary Kay Baker. Her energy was just a boost. But there are so many memories, and, you know, Lehigh University and the 17 years there will always be a part of Eagles history.